This is Northwest News on KNKX. This week, we're bringing our reporting project, KNKX Connects, to Tacoma. As part of that focus, KNKX sports commentator Art Teal, a native of Tacoma, talks about how the city is on its way to becoming a major player in the region's sports scene. Art, let's start by talking about what's already been successful in the South Sound, and that is Chambers Bay.
Right. One of the great reclamation projects of little-used industrial land that I can recall in my time in the Puget Sound area, Chambers Bay Golf Course, which is in the University Place adjacent to central Tacoma, in 2015 hosted the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. And that was one of the four majors in the annual rotation. And it was a huge success in terms of attendance and revenues and all of that. There were quibbles by the golfers about the condition of the greens, but all those greens have been replaced. So I'm sure Chambers Bay would love to have a second run at the U.S. Open in several years down the road. But meantime, the most important aspect of it, at least to me, is that it's a public park. So I think that's a real community asset.
Speaking of community assets, the Tacoma Dome has undergone some renovations and upgrades.
Right. In October, they opened up after $30 million in renovations, which includes more loading bays for bigger concerts, more restrooms, more concessions. And they've rearranged the seating, hopefully to have a better angle for more sports. The Tacoma Dome's been there since 1983, and it's hosted all kinds of events. They've had NCAA basketball tournaments. And, of course, they hosted the Sonics in 1994 and 95 when Key Arena was under renovation. So it's been a versatile sports venue as well as a music venue. And the one setback they had recently was that the governing body for high school sports in the state, the WIAA, ended the high school football tournament. That's been going on since 1995, but declining attendance and the increased rent in the Tacoma Dome made that not plausible anymore. They still do host the high school basketball championships and wrestling championships, so it's still a busy place.
And not far from the Tacoma Dome is Cheney Stadium that has undergone a renovation, and there's a hope for even more development nearby.
Right. This is, I think, one of the best minor league baseball parks in the country, and it's also been attractive enough to draw soccer. The Sounders FC and the Rain FC decided to move to Cheney Stadium. So the Sounders renamed their S2 team the Tacoma Defiance, and the Seattle Rain are now the Rain FC. Both of them are looking to anchor themselves with the South Sound audience. And then next to Cheney Stadium is a pretty dynamic proposal. In July, the city council was presented with an idea for a $300 million sports and mixed-use park called the Heidelberg Sports Complex. And it's still not fully funded yet, or at least the authorization hasn't taken place. But the notion is to create a soccer-specific stadium of 5,500 seats where the Tacoma Defiance and the Rain would play, and then also have a mixed-use sports village with all sorts of other athletic fields. It's a public-private deal, and the private side so far is about $70 million, and the balance of the $300 million would have to come from a variety of sources in Tacoma and Pierce County. But if they pull this off, it's going to be a real dynamic sports scene in the South Sound.
Growing up in Tacoma, how do you feel about all this excitement and all these changes going on?
Cool. This is it's really a lot of fun to see the development. Of course, there's a lot of other things going on downtown and in other areas because Tacoma most recently was the fastest growing real estate marketplace in the country, which I find as a kid growing up in Tacoma amazing.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.